to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to LATalkRadio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Neighborhood Association President.
Mr. Neighborhood Association President.
You campaigned for weeks, held barbecues, shook hands, and kissed babies. Now, you are in complete control of the planned community covenants, and you rule with an iron fist.
A development dynasty.
Yes, Mr. Neighborhood Association President, you enforce fence heights, garbage container uniformity, and lawn watering schedules armed with the wisdom of King Solomon.
It's my hedge to hide your grace.
You even judge the holiday decorating contest.
And your house always wins, yeah.
So the next time you're digging up your mailbox post because it's 1.5 inches too short, put down your shovel and raise your arm and salute to the Sultan of Suburbia, Mr. Neighborhood Association President, a real American hero.
Mr. Neighborhood Association President.
What? No, I wasn't going to put in a pool. No, not me.
Get ready for the best morning show on any kind of radio. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for Sam and Kara in the morning. Give Sam and Kara a call at 323-203-0815. And now, here are your hosts, Sam and Kara.
Good morning and welcome to Tuesday, November 16th. Only a few days away from Thanksgiving.
Are you ready? Are you getting geared up?
I'm getting ready, man. I'm getting ready.
Really?
Yeah. I love Thanksgiving. It's pretty cool.
Come on. Free day to eat whatever you want and not get judged in Los Angeles? You know?
Yeah.
Have you heard about the kind of the Sears being opened on Thanksgiving and a little bit of like the kind of criticism that's come along with that?
No, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, don't quote me again. That? Like everything we talk about, we're not sure if it's true. So triple cross reference that. But I think they're going to be open on Thanksgiving. People are like, what? Because it's kind of like, you know, it's the concept of, you know, you've got 65 days. So you've got 363 days. Okay, you could be open. And there's 2 days, like Christmas and Thanksgiving, not to be open. They're just saying kind of like what it represents, you know? And like just how it's kind of like we don't have 1 day a year we can just stop everything and be thankful.
Yeah. But why does anybody care other than the employees? I mean, what the hell, you know?
Well, I don't think
but
they care.
But I think it's a good idea because all the stores are closed. So if somebody wants to go shopping, they'll go to Sears, you know?
No, I mean, obviously on a business perspective, you can justify it. But it's more like what it represents culturally and you know, collectively. Kind of this, the concept of it's 1 day.
Yeah.
Just be thankful.
Yeah.
But you know, whatever.
Yeah, but just
I mean, I'm working on Thanksgiving.
It cost them a lot of money to be closed, you know. That's
one day is not going to kill them when they're open 364 or 63 days a year. One day is not going to kill them.
Yeah. But and what are you going to say about the grocery stores that are always open? You know, I mean, Ralph's is open on Christmas and
they usually have holiday hours, though.
I don't know.
But maybe. I mean, I'm working on Thanksgiving.
Who cares? Are you really?
Yeah, I'm kind of bummed about it, but, you know, I got this short straw.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they kind of, I mean, you know, it's kind of good because here I was thinking about going home for Christmas, and it's funny, like, no one in my family called me on my birthday.
How terrible.
Well, no, except for
for your aunt.
My aunt and my dad, actually, but they didn't even call me till like 6 o'clock that night.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, like, it doesn't hurt my feelings because I know my aunt loves me and I know that she's forgetful. And my dad, like, we're just not that close. But
yeah.
It's kind of funny, though, you know? You're like, I'm not buying a plane ticket to go back.
Yeah. So your mom didn't remember?
No, but, like, I'm not close to her either. She's not really like a mom.
Yeah, I know, but she should still.
She's so funny because, you know, we talk every, like, once every 3 months, I guess, my mom and I. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she's crazy. You know, she talks like this and thinks she knows everything and thinks she's still sexy. Uh-huh. And she's like, what's going on with your father? I was like, Mom, I don't really talk to my dad that much. I mean, I love my dad, but we're just not that close. He's like, we're not that close. She goes, well, that's really sad, Kara. I said, Mom, it's not a big deal. She's, that's not really a big deal. And I said, I don't really think he knows what to contribute in my life. You know what I mean? He doesn't really know what to add to my life. She goes, well, I don't have shit to add to your life either, but I still call you.
Yeah. God, what a mother, man.
She's like, well, I don't have anything to give you or add to your life. I don't have anything to get advice, but I still call you.
Yeah.
But no, and you know, it's just a very and don't get me wrong, like I know I'm loved, like it's not a big deal, but it's just I don't have that kind of family.
Yeah, and it's disappointing, you know. I mean, you want people to remember, you know, it's a special day, and you know, it sucks when people don't.
Well, here's the flip side of things, Sam. Mm-hmm. Like I don't remember anyone's birthday.
Yeah.
And I've got this clause where if I want people to remember my birthday, I give them a heads up.
Really? You just remind them?
Yeah. Like if the people, like, you know, I don't kind of wait around for somebody to do something special. And then if they don't, I get all upset and hurt. I campaign. I'm like, birthday's in a month. Countdown to me.
Yeah.
No. And what I do is I basically decide, oh, okay, I'd love to do this. And these are the people I'd love to do it with. And I just let them know what's going on and see if they can make it. And, you know, they still surprise me on that day. They do some sweet stuff. Like, I celebrated my birthday Saturday night, had a great, great, great birthday. And then Sunday was my actual birthday. And my friend still did something sweet for me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was just so special.
Yeah, yeah. It's easier, you know, when you live nearby, you know, close to someone, you know, then you're more aware of what's going on.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But, I mean, I don't remember. Like, I just don't really remember, like, a lot of people's birthdays.
You know?
My brother gets a phone call from me on his birthday.
I know. It's like Facebook now. Without it, nobody knows anybody's birthday.
We saw my post, right?
Yeah. No. Which one?
I said, even if it was an automatic generated computer response to my birthday, I said, I'll still take it. It was really sweet. I got
what the hell?
Many.
I mean, it's a good way to let people know. Otherwise, who can remember your birthday?
Yeah,
you know?
It was really sweet, though.
Yeah, it's pretty
really,
cool.
Really, really sweet. I told everybody, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Yes, very, very sweet.
So listen, I want to start off the show with a surprise. Have you heard the new Michael Jackson song?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah, but you can
play
it?
Okay, I think many people haven't. So let's play a couple minutes of it. I think it's an amazing song, and he sings this with Akon, who I don't know who the hell he is. But do you know?
Have
you
Akon,
heard of Akon?
Yeah.
Really? Okay. So here's Michael Jackson's new song. It's called Hold My Hand. And if we can get it to play, then that would be great. But it's not playing. Why? Hello.
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 Hold my hand.
It's not going anywhere.
Well, why don't we let the thing buffer? We'll come back.
Thing?
Look, guys, we're really...
Here we go.
Okay.
Yeah.
like it?
I do. I think it's
Isn't
good.
It cool?
Yeah, it's a good song.
Yeah, I like it. Michael Jackson, man. That's the amazing thing about technology and shit, you know? I mean, you can still complete a song even after he's dead.
I wonder how much that they had to go in and do editing and stuff.
Probably a lot, but obviously like, Michael Jackson's part was complete in it, you know?
Yeah, it sounded like it's complete.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's also got songs there with 50 Cent and...
oh, really?
Yeah. And Lenny Kravitz. Mm. So the album's due out December 14th, so we're looking forward to that. And that's that. Did you hear that Prince William is engaged?
He's been engaged for a while, though.
No, no, he just gave her a ring.
Oh, really? I thought
yeah.
he was engaged for a long time.
Is
this the girl with the dark hair?
It's a long-time girlfriend.
Okay.
Kate Middleton is her name.
Okay.
I don't even know what she looks like. But he gave her the ring that his father gave Princess Diana.
Gosh, that's some,
yeah, that it gave his mother.
That's some pressure, man.
Yeah.
And here is thy ring that I putteth on thy finger.
Yeah. I mean, can you imagine, you know, well, you know, usually, I mean, royalty marries royalty, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they don't
it's back in the day. Like, what are you going to do now? Like,
yeah.
Because there's tons of princesses hanging around.
I know.
You know, and princes.
Did you notice on Facebook all these people, princess, prince, queen, where the hell do these people get their names?
Yeah, my friend, she had hers. Hers was really cute. It was Princess. Had her name.
I know. Everybody's a princess now.
You know, yeah. I mean, it's tongue-in-cheek. I don't think these people are like...
I think they mean it.
No.
No?
Come on. Princess Kara. Yes, you shall refer to me as Princess Kara. Come on.
Yeah.
I think it's more like an alter ego thing or...
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I wonder how much this ring is worth, you know?
I don't know, like...
Diamonds and shit on it.
Yeah, so it was his mom's wedding ring. Is that a little creepy, though, a little bit?
I don't know. People do that,
That's
don't they?
That's true. They do that.
Yeah, they pass
it's just
from
like
one
it's your
generation.
Mom. It's like the romance your dad had with his mother. It was her ring.
Right. But his mother probably would have wanted him to have it.
Yeah. It must have been so sad. I mean, so sad for them to deal with that.
Yeah.
The loss of their mom. And it's probably a cool thing for him to get to have her legacy.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. there. But, you know, I think what's hard for some women is when the moms want to pass down their wedding dresses. And it's like, yeah, mom, don't know how to tell you this, but this thing is so 1980s. And, you know, I bet it looked hot then. But can we find another way to express sentimental value? You know, because I think some women are kind of like, damn, my mom wants me to wear a wedding dress, you know?
Uh-huh.
And it's like,
you don't want to pass those down.
It's like, sorry, mom, I don't want to wear something from, like, you know, the 1930s. I'd like to, you know, get a little up to date.
Yeah.
No, it's vintage.
So, are you planning to have a big wedding when you get married? Or
I don't know. I mean, I think just like every little girl wants a big princessy wedding, but I've been to big weddings and I was a maid of honor at a big wedding. In fact, at my birthday, I had really close friends and one of my friends there, who's been on a show, Krissa, I was at her wedding and she goes, Kara, I mean, they're going around saying how much they love me, right? I was like, okay, it's your turn. Tell me how much you love me. But I did it for them. I told stories about them and how much I love them. It was a really great experience. But she said, Kara was, you know, the maid of honor at my wedding. Like, she was going through the list of all our history. She's like, she was there for the birth of my child, da, 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 da. And she was in my wedding and she paused. She's like, the maid of honor. The cake was late. I was a bridezilla. We're going to pass on. You know, it's like we like really quickly got past the fact that I was a maid of honor at a wedding because it was not her finest hour. Nor
oh, really?
No, it was. I mean, she wasn't. She kind of got a little. She got diva-ish. But, you know, we laugh about it now.
Yeah.
And she did have a great wedding. But I kind of got to see the stress involved.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of stress.
The stress and the pretense and the like diva kind of, wah, it's my wedding. And I'm thinking, if this is what big weddings do to people, I'm like, I don't need it. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, especially if you're a performer, I get a lot of attention just doing a show. I don't really need my wedding to be the day that I shine. Where I think a lot of people that aren't in performing or entertainment, that's their day to kind of be like a star, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like, it's not really about so much, hey, I'm getting married to this guy and it's special. It's kind of like, this is my day to be like a celebrity kind of star, and there's that pressure put on them that has nothing to do with the marriage or the romance.
It's interesting you're looking at it that way because I never thought of it that way. You
it's kind of true though, but not every woman.
Maybe,
but,
yeah.
You know,
yeah, maybe there's some truth to it.
Like, have you ever seen it on those shows, like, you know, Wedding Stories, or they get these like Bridezilla shows, and these women are like, okay, it's got to be like this, it's got to be like that, I got to have these kind of nails, everything, every detail, and it's it kind of is, it's, and it's like, this is about me. And they're told that it's okay for it to be about them because right. they're the bride.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's her
yes.
fucking wedding, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
But then it's like they take that shit a little too far.
Yeah. I don't know. I just don't get the big weddings because so many people get divorced. You know, it's like you look back and you spent $100,000 on a fucking wedding and then you get divorced. You know, what was the point?
Well, to be honest, I mean, you know, I mean, hopefully I have some major cash by then, which will change everything what I'm about to say. But if I don't have major cash, honestly, I'd like to just have a fabulous dress.
Uh-huh.
Like my dress needs to look banging.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, obviously I need to look fabulous.
Fabulous.
You know, hopefully the husband is good too, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then just have all
hopefully.
Of our... Hopefully.
Hopefully he's good.
He's good looking. But basically, like, everybody bring a side... Everybody bring a dish. You know?
Well, like, you better find someone rich then.
Like, maybe, like, have a hoedown. More like a hoedown. Lots of
You don't want to have a potluck on your fucking wedding
day. I know, it's kind of cheap. But, you know, what if you make it you make it fun? My best parties I've had have been, like, the cheaper ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, where everybody shows up with a covered dish.
Okay. Well, you can try it. I mean, who cares? You know, your friends know you anyway. So
yeah, but I kind of think, I don't know. I mean, as much as I'd love the idea of a fairy tale wedding, I just, these people seem so stressed. And I used to do makeup and I've done weddings and stuff. And
yeah.
I've seen.
Plus, you know, you end up inviting people you would never invite in your life. You don't know them. But it's just because it's friends of friends or family, you know, friends of your parents or your uncle and all this shit.
Uh-huh.
And you're spending all this money on people you don't even know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it doesn't make much sense, you know, but people do it and because there's a lot of romantic women out there that just have to have that kind of a white wedding, you know?
Yeah. Did you ever have a big wedding?
Yeah, the first one, yeah.
It was big?
Yeah. But it wasn't because of me, you know, about 250, 300.
Wow.
And, but it wasn't me. I mean, most of the people were like my in-law's family or friends. And
you were just kind of there for the ride.
Yeah, I mean, you can tell that it's... You know what? The wedding is more for the bride's mother than for anybody else. And they take charge and they know exactly how they want it and all that stuff. So that's why I think, I mean, even brides-to-be, I know, sometimes are overwhelmed by what their mothers want to do.
Yeah. My friend who got divorced, you know, it's really funny. She's like she got divorced, but she like kept... She recently took it down. We were like, hey, you need to take that picture now. But she just had this big, like, we're in a tiny, crappy apartment, you know? It's not tiny, but it's like, it's a Hollywood apartment, you know? Girls living in it. It's fun. And she, all of a sudden, like in this hallway, there's this big, huge portrait of my roommate, like, cheer, like, just smiling. And it's in her bridal, it's her bridal portrait. And we're like, this is just not necessary. You know, and she, like, still had it up. And we were, like, making jokes that she still wanted to, like, just, she's like, well, I look like a good bride.
Yeah.
You know? But she did. She took it down. But she said there's a lot of things that she went along with because her mom was just really insistent about getting a certain caterer,
right.
doing things a certain way. She's like, she didn't really care about certain things.
Yeah. See, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
You know?
But, okay, so the wedding, do you remember how much it was? Did you pay for it or no?
No, I didn't pay. Well, yeah, not me, my parents, you know. So
your parents paid for it?
Yeah, half and half it was pretty much, you know.
Oh, really?
And it was probably 25, 30 grand or something.
It's
a lot of fucking money.
I mean, back then, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, I mean, that was like 1987.
Yeah, that's a lot of money back then. Because now it used to be, what was it like? I want to say about 10 years ago for a budget wedding was around 10 grand, like low.
Yeah.
And that was 10 years ago.
Wow.
For like kind of a lower end kind of basic wedding.
I think that's too much money.
10 grand? 10 something.
No, even 10 is a lot of fucking money, you know? I mean, what my dad was telling my in-laws is that, why don't we take the money and get them a house, put a down payment on a house? That makes more sense.
I think so.
You know, it lasts for a long time, whereas a wedding is just like a few hours and that's it.
I would have put it on a down payment and then had like a big wedding at my house.
Yeah, or something like that. For
bring a covered dish.
Yeah.
Bring a covered dish.
So...
You know, leave your shoes at the door.
Yeah.
You know, have a bunch of people. Yeah, I don't know. I definitely don't want to go broke having a wedding.
Yeah.
I don't really think about weddings too much. I think I like wedding dresses though. I love dresses though.
Yeah.
So I look at the dresses a lot. Were you?
You can get a dress, you know, just for. I mean, you can rent one. Right?
I probably will rent one.
Yeah. I
my
mean,
kids
who
aren't
needs
gonna
to
want
buy
it.
One?
Yeah. My kids aren't gonna want it.
It's so stupid to buy one. You
my
know?
Kids aren't gonna want it. So when your wife at the time was. you know, walking down the aisle in her dress. What did you think? Did you think she looked stunning? Were you underwhelmed, overwhelmed? Did you?
No, she did look good. She looked very good.
Mm-hmm. But did it take your breath away type good? Like, was it that moment? Was it like a beautiful moment or no?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's your wedding. Yeah, you enjoy it, you know.
Yeah.
But eventually I realized it was a mistake, but it was too late. You
when
know,
you,
two kids later.
When did you start, like, when you were first dating her and stuff, obviously you were, like, head over heels, but were there any red flags or anything that you thought before you got married to her, like, this may not be the right choice?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Yeah, I was going to leave, actually, you know, the relationship. But then my family got involved and
really?
Her family, and they were trying to talk me into staying and
with her.
And I did. And
Was this before you guys were engaged, or was it during your engagement?
Yeah, before that.
You were gonna leave the relationship.
Yeah.
And they said to stay together.
Yeah, they suggested we stay together and stuff. You know, and I thought to myself, you know, look, I found someone. She's Jewish. The families get along. Blah blah blah. It's probably the best way. You know, so who knows if I'll find another opportunity like this. So I sort of like agreed to go ahead with it. But, you know, I got married at 27. I had made a promise to myself not to get married until after 30 or to even consider it.
Mm.
But that's what happened.
Wow.
But I don't regret it. Of course, I've got two beautiful kids out of this.
Yeah, you love your kids.
But I wish they were with someone else.
That's that's funny. So yeah. You got married, and then how many years into the marriage were you like, oh shit?
Well, that was
or months. Like, was it like, oh man?
How many? I don't know. That's hard to say. You know, I mean, there was always a situation where I wasn't sure.
So you had uncertainty, you know? But when were you kind of like, oh man, this is like, was it very soon, or was it kind of a long time in the marriage?
No, it was about a few years.
Yeah.
A few years. Yeah.
You're like,
and then we
just
finally split up 7 years later. I think there's something
really
to that 7 year itch that they talk about. You
really?
Know? If you notice, a lot of couples start breaking up after 7 years. I think people start, the eyes start roving again after 7 years.
It's so interesting, huh? Yeah. I think my friend, that's when her and her husband just got divorced.
Really?
Seven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty interesting, though.
Mm.
But yeah, I mean, look, marriage is a good thing. I just don't recommend anybody get married. I don't see the point in getting married unless you're going to have kids and build a family.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause otherwise it just doesn't make sense, you know? I don't know. I don't, 'cause people start taking each other for granted after they're married.
Mm.
You know? I don't know. That's
but
what I've
can't
seen.
Can't you kind of like, you know, work on the way you take, I mean, just like I have, I mean, it's not the same, but I have really close friends that are really amazing, and sometimes, you know, both of you could kind of, you know, kind of shrug one another off or just forget how awesome they are or something, but then
yeah.
It's like sometimes if you just readjust the way you think or...
Yeah, well, that depends, you know, it really depends.
Yeah,
know?
It's not the same thing, but...
Yeah, you know, when you're in a long-term marriage, things change, you know, I mean, it evolves and... You know, you never know. I mean, people lose interest, you know. But I don't know. You know, it's like in your second marriage, you realize, you know, you gotta work harder at it. You know, you. But usually, I think, I don't know, some people would argue with me, but I think second marriages are more successful than first marriages, you know, because I think...
Yeah, well, hopefully they are. I mean, if you're gonna go for it twice, hopefully you
yeah.
get something from the first
one. I mean,
I
know many people that are happy in their second marriage.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's because you already know what you want, what you don't want, you know, and you're more... I think you're more discriminating in who you choose to marry.
I mean, I was really close to marrying the guy in Texas, and
right.
you know, and there's a big part of me that really wanted it, and then there was like all these other parts that were like, you know, I was just thinking, oh well, you know what, Kara, you have to kind of grow in this area. You need to kind of accept certain things and kind of grow. Like there were some unsettling things in my like gut. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I don't mean bad Chinese. I just mean like something where I was like, there's something I just don't feel like myself.
Yeah.
I don't feel like this is really who I am, you
yeah.
know, but I kept thinking, oh, well, you know, you have to grow in life and all that stuff. So I was like always at a tug of war.
Yeah.
Now I'm not at a tug of war.
No.
Doing pretty good.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, that's relationships, you know, sometimes, Sometimes you hit the jackpot the first time. Sometimes you have to try a couple more times, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This really nice gentleman who was a black man, which if you were listening to the show yesterday would make sense, asked me out today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Where did you meet him?
Of course, at a Starbucks. It's just funny because it's like this has been the week of the how many black men hit on you type week.
Oh, yeah?
Or not this week, but these last few days.
Uh-huh.
It's like I was over at my house and one of my guy friends was over and he's like, girl, how many black men hit on you all the time? I was like, I don't know. It kind of comes in waves, you know? I don't really, you know, I don't really keep a tally on. And he's like, you know, he made a comment like, men, like, you know, black dudes got to be probably all about this. And I was like, okay. And then you know, yesterday, that was that. And then yesterday we had our guest on, Carla, mm-hmm. who was listening to us, black man's wet dream. And then today, you know, and then the couple black dudes hit on me yesterday after that. And then today, I got hit on. So I'm like, am I supposed to be with a black guy?
I don't know.
I mean, it's kind
of... Have you ever dated
one? No, I've never dated one.
No. Mm-mm. Would you?
It's never been like something that I would ever say no to. Like it's right. not something that I'm against. I've just literally never had that kind of connection.
Right.
You know, with
are you attracted to them? I mean, to some?
Yeah. I mean, you know, there's some guys. It's funny because I told you I went to a church that was predominantly black for 3 years, and there was one guy that I was like I would get nervous around and like want to talk to, you know, but he like was married, so that wasn't gonna work. And then, I had a really close, yeah, then I, you know, and it's LA too. So like a lot of them are models.
Yeah.
Like I'm not lying. Like, two of my close friends that went to that church, one's a spokesperson, I think on one of the E channels or he's a correspondent now on Extra or something like that.
Yeah.
And then the other guy is, you know, he's a model and does Ed Hardy and works with Kim Kardashian on ads and things like that. So they're like sexy, sexy, like really good looking men, you know?
Right. Aren't male models like mostly gay?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I'm definitely sure that that's...
I think many of them are.
Yeah, I think that's definitely...
You know, the same with dancers and...
I don't know. I mean, it's an industry, it's a business too, so... There's that, but there's also like men that get approached to do stuff and then they find themselves on this path doing modeling and they're like,
I'm sure there are those cases,
there's like, you know, they make their money that way. I mean, my friend's husband, I mean, he's a male model and he moves to the city, he books gigs there and then he's going to school and then he goes here and he books his gigs. And I have another friend who he modeled in New York and then in Europe because he has more of a high fashion look, which is more of a lean, tall look versus like a all-American look.
Right.
And he did a lot of high fashion modeling and he's totally straight.
Uh-huh.
But I'm sure, you know, I'm sure it's probably a large percentage of both. I don't know. I really don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why are you looking into male modeling?
No, I'm not. But I'm just thinking about it because it occurred to me that, you know, that many, I mean, you know, when I watch them on TV or whatever, it seems like many of them are gay, you know?
Oh, like what show? Like,
I don't know. I don't know. I can't even remember.
I think there's a lot of gay people in fashion, definitely.
Yeah.
Like, you know, designers and, you know, and just like the arts, you know.
Right.
Same thing. So I wouldn't, but I don't know about the percentage.
I know many of them are very creative people, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I think gays are a lot of fun. Everyone that I know who's gay is a lot of fun.
We were talking about that, my roommate and I. She goes, I was always grew up really awkward and I was always loud or not loud, but she goes, I was always flamboyant. And she said, guys, normal guys, like just, you know, normal, I mean, straight guys never knew what to do with me or accepted me. She's like, but gay men loved me. And I had all, she's like, they're like the most loving people. Like, she's like, I felt embraced. She goes, you could call me a fag hag all day long, but she goes, they were just the most warm people to her, you know what I mean?
And
I feel like I've had the same experiences with most of my gay friends.
Yeah, I agree.
Just very
agree.
Like open and fun and full of life, you know, of very, very animated.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, all they want is to be understood and accepted, you know. So
well, we love them.
Yeah,
we love them.
So George Bush keeps putting his foot in his mouth. You know, I mean, to me, it's like, you know, when you hear him speak, you go, this guy was a president twice, you know.
What did he say?
And he was on Oprah, you know, and he starts, it's not anything specific that he says, but the way he says it and, you know, it occurs to me that this guy is like, he's like a little kid.
Well, I just, I kind of don't care as much as like most people do, because people criticize what he says and they're not looking at what he's done. Yeah. Whereas with Obama, they listen to what he says and they're not looking at what he's doing. Do you see what I'm saying?
No, I don't agree with that.
Well, no, because I feel like a lot of people with Obama are mesmerized by his charisma and he's a good speaker, quote unquote. But if you really look at what he's saying or what he's actually doing more, let's say like what he's done, what he's doing.
Right.
You know, he just went over to Israel, was it Saudi Arabia? I don't want to get this wrong.
I don't know.
Anyway, he just rebuked like Israel for having more development in Jerusalem and stuff.
Yeah.
And anyway, I won't even go down that path. But my point is what he's doing is way more like there's so much stuff he's doing that people don't even don't know or don't care or don't even see because they're so taken aback by his speech and his persona and his branding. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't know.
And whereas George Bush, I'm not saying he's perfect. He's done some dumb things, and he's definitely said some dumb things. But, I mean, he's done some good stuff, too, you know?
Like and people, what?
No, I mean, he lowered the taxes. He really did. I mean, he kept America safe. I mean, there's a lot of things that he's done. You know, I don't have the whole list in front of me. But I'm not saying that makes him perfect or right. I'm just saying it's not like he's just this villainous, you know, president that we had. I think the fact that he, you know...
No, I don't think he was a villain. I just don't think he has a clue, you know. But what can I tell you? You know, I just don't think he was a two-term president by any stretch, you know. And
most people would agree with you on that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Republicans that were like, oh, whoops. Man, that one wasn't good, you know.
Yeah.
I mean... I think a lot of people voted for Obama because they were like, they wanted the furthest thing from...
That's exactly what I did.
From George Bush. They're like, he's the furthest thing from George Bush. Let's go with him.
Exactly. You know, and that's what I did. But it was a mistake, I think. You know, although the Republicans' candidates weren't that attractive either. But at the same time, you know, I don't know about Obama, man. You know, too many people got caught up in all the excitement and change and... And that, and like you said, you know, I mean, people want to change after George Bush.
Mm.
So I think it was sort of like a knee-jerk reaction when people voted for Obama, many of them, anyway.
Yeah, I definitely think so. And it was a historical move, too. It's kind of like it was exciting to have a black man as president and kind of have that be a huge, 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 you know, historical feat. And I think that was... geared a lot of the you know, excitement, anticipation as well.
Yeah.
And it's like at the end of the day, if it's not about skin color, then it shouldn't be about skin color. If it's not about, you know, it should be about who's best for the job.
Yeah, no, you absolutely. Know? You know, but that's the thing is that I think he was elected for the wrong reasons.
Mm.
And but most people, you know, they don't get heavily into politics. They just vote for the person they like, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean... The thing is, he's in office now, so it's like, you know, I hope for the best.
Yeah, I know he's a president.
I'm not a hater. I don't hate the guy. I just kind of am like constantly shocked, and I'm like, whoa, really, 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 really.
Yeah.
You know, and I think because, you know, you do have a lot of people talking about him and those areas, but there's also a lot of people that don't talk about. Can you believe what he said? Can you believe what he said? Can you believe what he did? Can you believe what he did?
Right.
Because I think he has such a great way with the public, you know, as far as speech and, you know, he's definitely effervescent and there's an accessibility to him and he's, you know, he's constantly, you know, but it's kind of deceiving, I think, personally.
Yeah. I wonder what his popularity rating is these days, you know? Can you look it up and see? Obama's popularity rating. Maybe Google that and see if we can find it. But, because I don't know, many people that I talk to, people that comment on Facebook, you know, don't seem to be happy with what he's doing, you know?
Yeah. I'm not sure.
Obama.
Yeah, I'm not sure about it. Definitely feel free to call in and chew us out with your, you know.
Yeah.
Just depends.
It does depend, yeah.
Everybody's got an opinion. So, okay, so we're looking at Tuesday. What are you doing fun tonight?
Tonight, not a lot of fun. Did I tell you that my... My well, maybe I shouldn't talk about this. This is
what?
About my son, but
what?
His relationship ended, and but I don't want to get into it. You know,
no,
so,
but
like
that's...
his first girlfriend and stuff. You know how
Did
painful it is.
Did he break up or she broke
no,
up?
No, she broke up with him. You know.
How
Remember
old
how
he?
Painful
yeah,
it used to be
like
in your
depression.
Teen years.
Depression. Yeah.
Yeah.
How old
I
is he?
I hope he'll be okay. You know, he's 17.
Did he confided in you with?
Oh, yeah, we talk about it all the time. I mean, we talk Aww. About everything all the time, you know.
And then he...
But he spent the day crying and that, you know. It was so
Aww,
terrible, you know.
Oh, that's your son. Did he yeah. cry in front of you?
No, not in front of me, but in front of the rest of the family. I just wasn't there at the time. But he Aww. Would have, yeah. He's very sensitive, you know. And I remember the first time I was... that I found out that... well, with me, it was this. I was like 15, almost 16... And I had a girlfriend, right? So my family and I took a trip to the United States for about 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
We come back and, you know, I mean, I missed her. All I can do is wait to see her. But first I went and saw all my friends and everything. And I find out she's been dating one of my friends while I was gone, you know?
Sucks.
So you can imagine how devastating that is to a 16-year-old.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I... You know, I can really feel for him, and it's really painful, you know. But what are you going to do? I mean, these are the teen years. That's when you try to find out. I mean, that's when you start finding out about this shit.
Yeah, you know? I mean, that's what you got to do, you know.
Yeah.
Aw, poor kid.
I know. Aww. But, you know, I mean, I didn't see much hope to this because his girlfriend lives like a couple hours away from here, you know.
Oh.
So he has to drive out to see her. Or she has to come out here, you know. So it's not a normal relationship.
How do they meet?
Like I said, either he drives down there or she drives up here, sometimes on the weekends. And that's it, you know. So maybe she got tired of it. Maybe she wants someone nearby. Who knows?
You know, it sucks.
But the thing is that what she told him, which is really fucking painful, is that, you know, she thinks she may like another guy, you know. And so she needs a break. Because she's confused. I mean, you know, in my opinion,
much,
she's not confused
honesty,
at all. She knows
too
exactly.
much honesty. She'll learn about that later.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just never, ever, ever bring up another guy with another guy.
Yeah.
Ever.
You don't want to do that.
I've only done it on purpose a few times.
Really?
To get at the guy. But that's it. Yeah. I told a guy about my sexual satisfaction with another man.
Mm-hmm. And he wasn't happy about it.
No, it was a really, really, really like low blow kind of thing to do.
Yeah. Oh, you don't do something like that.
You don't. And I know yeah. that
So you cheated on him.
No. We weren't dating, but
right.
I was in a different relationship.
I see.
And then, you know, that relationship ended and or you know.
I see. So you told him about the past boyfriend.
Basically, yeah. Well,
yeah.
This is the messy thing. Is this what I'm going down. It's like you open up the door and you're like, "Wait a minute. Ha 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 ha." Basically, I was upset with him.
Yeah.
And he seemed really apathetic about a few things, and so.
So you decided to hurt him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. Very nice.
Yep. Not the nicest thing to do.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I was, you know, I wouldn't do that now, but.
Yeah.
I did it then.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like I just said, "Hey, guess what?" I was part of a conversation that let the detail slip out a bit. Not the detail, but the, you know,
yeah.
the satisfactory report slip out.
Yeah, I'm sure he wanted to hear about that.
No, he didn't. He didn't. He tried to act like he didn't care, but then later he brought it up.
Yeah, it's hard to deal with shit like this, you know, because then you picture the person, like, all enjoying an ecstasy and everything with somebody else, you know, and it's a shitty feeling, you know?
Yeah. But I later told this person, I said, you know, I did it because I just... wanted to see a reaction.
Yeah.
Wanted to get more from you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not good, though. Not
no.
good. If he were to do that to me, if at the time, if he were to have done that to me, I would have been really angry.
I'm sure. Shit.
I'm like, have fun.
But you can do that. What the hell, right?
No, it's not right. It's not right. It was wrong. I know it was wrong.
Yeah.
But there's things you just learn, I guess.
Yeah, you want to hurt people sometimes.
Hey, I got some time to kill. And I want to kill someone. So how about we just, you know.
Yeah.
No. I'm just trying to let him know that there's some healthy competition going on out there. He needs to, like, get with the program or, you know.
Yeah.
Just trying to let him know this train's left the station, so.
Yeah. If I told you, like, every morning this girl walks her dog and, you know, I
Doesn't
sit on the balcony
bra.
And stuff. No bra.
all the time.
Perky boobs and the nipples pushing against the fabric, and I can't tell you how it turns me on.
Why do you?
No bra, you know.
You walk out.
And she's not that attractive, you know. I mean, she's like, you know, she leaves the house with a t-shirt and shorts, you know. Mm-hmm. But it's not like she's sexy or anything. But
clearly
it just shows you what men are like, you know. I mean, mm-hmm. we can focus on a body part, and it makes us crazy.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't happen to women.
No, it's not the same thing.
Right? You don't lock in on a body part on a man. It's just not mm-hmm. like that.
No, I mean, it's so funny that you bring this up, because I was just having a conversation with a guy friend of mine, who he and I went on a date about 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't even like a real date. It was more like a hangout. And I didn't let it go anywhere at all, you know. And we stay in touch and occasionally say hi to each other or whatever. But he's physically a really good-looking guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think deep down it kind of like pisses him off. You know what I mean?
What does?
I think it kind of pisses him off that like I kind of didn't go for him.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I think the fact that, you know, he really values like looks a lot. He's a real looks kind of person.
Right.
And I think the fact that I didn't, not even that he wants me, but the fact that I didn't go for him.
Right.
You know, I think in a way kind of pisses him off. But women are more complicated. You
right.
know what I mean? Like
yeah.
You can be pretty and that's fun, but you know, I need way more stimulus than that.
Right.
Way more on so many different levels,
yeah.
you know? And you're not going to cut it. Sorry. So take your you know, your 8-pack abs and your pecs somewhere else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I think many women prefer, like, to be seduced intellectually mm-hmm. and stuff, you know? And it's not so much about the looks like men are obsessed with,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah. But everybody's different. I mean, I think that, you know, men are a different animal. And I think that they need to be taught how to, like, you know, like our friend said the other day, you know, luring them into a deeper kind of intimacy and attraction. I think it's not their go-to. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's not
yeah.
their go-to. So they have to kind of, I think you have to kind of hold out a lot because you have to help them to see other sides of you.
Yeah. No, we just look to procreate and spread our seed as widely as possible. That's what nature is. That's what evolution is.
Yeah, but there's men that they end up falling in love with a woman and they,
yeah, it
you
does,
know, it's like,
of course, I'm just saying the primal instinct,
yeah,
as, you know?
Yeah, and I'm not, you know, I'm not in denial that men are visual and that they've got they like the hunt, they like this, they like all that, but I think that like men like it when a woman kind of drags it out and like they build an appetite for her that's even bigger because it's based on other stuff,
yeah,
you know, but they can't usually get there on their own. You know, like I think for men that, you know, you go on a few dates with them and then you guys already go there physically.
Right.
I think that even though they enjoy the act, I think they're kind of disappointed. Like I have friends that are like, man, I knew he wasn't going to call me, that kind of thing.
Really?
Yeah. It's cold, man. It's really cold. It's like hot blooded, like passionate kind of like, oh my gosh, we really want each other. But you know, once you go there, they're done. They're not interested. They don't want to keep. But if you don't even go there with them, the phone keeps ringing. They want to
really?
Talk to you. They want to get to know you. And it's like they like that, even though they're like, man, I really just want to do this. It develops into something different.
Yeah.
You know.
I don't know. I wonder if that's true for me though, because I never saw it like that before.
Well,
but,
I don't think the aftermath. I mean.
But I mean, with me, it's the opposite. I want to be pursued. You know.
You want to be pursued.
Yeah, I don't want to do the hard work.
Yeah, but.
And you know, but looking back at my life, I would say that most women I've been with were women that approached me first.
Mm.
You know, whether in situations or whatever. You know, never really got picked up at a grocery store or anything. But, you know, either they made it known that they're interested or, you know, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they approached me or whatever.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so when I look back, those are most of my relationships. So I'm not into the pursuit that much. I don't know. I mean, I do like the mystery and all that. Don't get mm-hmm. me wrong, you know, that you're describing. But at the same time, I don't want to work hard. I mean, why play games, you know? I mean, the thing is, if we're both interested, then let's get together.
Well, what are we talking about here? Like not playing games or like having to be... I mean, I think men should pursue women. And I don't mean like jump through these radical hoops and play dumb games. I think that that's a waste of time. But, you know... You know, I think a man should, if he's interested in a woman, you know, he should go after her. And, you know, kind of...
No, yeah, yeah. I mean, obviously, you know, but...
I mean...
But I like it that we live in times when women are as liberated that they can do the same
thing.
Like,
I'm never going to ask a man out.
No.
I mean, I'm not going to say never, but...
No, you're not going to ask him out, but you would... I mean, you initiate conversations all the time.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, I'm a talker. I'm a talker. I like people. Yeah, I'm pretty open, but you know, I'm just not gonna.
That's what I mean. I mean, it doesn't. You know, you don't have to ask him out, but you can make it clear that you want him to ask you out,
mm-hmm.
And that's what you do. You know, I mean, women have to give signals to the man that they're interested. Otherwise, forget about it. You know?
Yeah. I like a relentless man. I like a persistent man. Mm. It just is sexy.
Yeah.
It's just so, like,
you see, but that's
on.
A game, though. That's a game.
No,
because
it's not
then
a game.
Gonna,
it's like
you're
like
not going to show him that, you know, that
no,
you're
but
available
it's like,
right
it's
away.
No, like, but it's like, I think playing, if you want to call it a game, but, you know, basic hard to get, it's kind of, it kind of reveals something. And it's not to, like, torment somebody. I'm not a cruel person. I don't do that kind of shit. But it's like the hard to get is kind of like, you know, you give them enough to let them know you're interested, but then you don't give it all away. And they, I think men really like it. I think most men like it. And they, it reveals like their desire for you in a way, and
right.
like how badly they want to get to know you, or, you know, and it lets things kind of unfold about their character, you know.
Yeah.
Like I've had a lot of guys approach me that are like super interested, and as soon as I put up any kind of boundary or wall or, you know, a little speed bump because I'm not going to do X, Y, and Z, or I'm not going to be that available, you know, they're done. They're not interested.
Yeah.
And then there's some guys that go the distance, you know, and those are the guys that I'm interested in, not the ones that, you know, as soon as I explain, you know, if they ask me a question about whatever, what I believe or whatever, things like that, or, you know, they start
yeah.
trying to go to this, they start trying to go to like the sex stuff too quick. I mean, even just talking about it, like they're just too,
right.
they're there and I kind of resist a bit. You know, if guys are just on that page, they're done quickly.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? When you
yeah.
just kind of, when you just keep detouring that and you just keep, you know, avoiding that, and then they, you know, some guys that are really interested, they'll be persistent.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. That's true.
Versus.
So maybe they're not that interested if they. Just,
yeah, usually yeah. it's not. They're not really. They're just. Like,
they just want a piece of ass or something.
Yeah, yeah. It could. And then they can. They could be anybody. That doesn't have to
That's
be you.
That's true. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I can tell when. I can even tell when I'm when a guy is attracted to me. Why he's attracted to me.
Yeah.
Like I can tell if he's like really kind of digging me. Like he's seeing that I'm different and unique and this, that, and the other. And there's something
right.
that he's picking up on that is personable and specific to me,
mm-hmm.
or if he's attracted to me because, oh, I'm blonde, I've got a, you know, big chest,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, your basic stuff, or like,
right.
and that stuff, I'm not, that doesn't flatter me that much because I have, we live in LA and I have a million friends that are gorgeous. It's like, what's the point? It has nothing to do with me.
Right.
You know what I mean? I just
yeah.
happen to have a look.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you're like,
you don't want to be just anybody's.
Yeah, but it's like it's like fill in the blank. It could be someone else.
Yeah.
Just as easily as it could be me.
Yeah.
It's like, what's the point?
So you don't want that.
No.
You want to be treated special, and you want all the attention that you can get.
All the attention that I can ever get.
Yeah. So you're getting some attention tomorrow night.
Oh yeah, you guys
right?
come out.
Let
email me your guest list at my email, which is on the website here mm-hmm. at LA Talk Radio.
Okay. Well, describe what it is so people will know.
Oh, well, this show is tomorrow night at the Hollywood Improv.
Mm-hmm. And what show is that?
It's called Women Who Kill.
Okay, are you going to be on it?
What do you know,
Thank
Sam?
You very much. Thanks for letting
what
us know.
What do you know? I'm going to be on it, and I'm actually going to pull up the information right now, because you guys can all go to my Facebook page and look it up, and it's called Women Who Kill at the Hollywood Improv. I'm putting in my info so I can find out where this thing
yeah.
is. And I think it starts around the 8 o'clock hour, but you have to pick up your tickets by 7:45.
Really?
Or you have to pay for it.
Oh.
Yeah. So let's see what we're dealing with here.
Am I gonna have tickets waiting, or do you? I mean, I don't
no.
mind paying for it if it's gonna help you.
No, I get an unlimited guest list. I just have to get them the guest list.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. That's all.
So put
no,
me
so,
down.
Well, of course.
On the list.
Her.
I think maybe this will be finally the opportunity where I get to see you on stage.
Yes, and my true nature, my true sense, my true, you know, my true self is
yeah.
going to be out tomorrow, full blown, full effect. How sweet is this? For my birthday, this guy made a picture collage of me and put it on Facebook.
Really?
Yeah, all these, he like took all these photos of me and that are on my Facebook
really?
Pictures, and he like cropped them and made this big
Wow,
collage.
That must have taken him a while.
Yeah, I was like, okay.
Is it someone you know?
I know him through Facebook.
That's
about
it. Wow.
Yeah, Facebook's a different world. Like, knowing people through Facebook is a different world.
It is.
you know?
Yeah. But it beats not knowing them at all, you know? That's why I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So tomorrow, which is Wednesday the 17th, it's from 8 to 10 p.m. You do need to be there. The doors open at 7:30, and you have to pick up your tickets by 7:45. Again, tickets are $14, but if you email me your name and how many in your party, I can get you tickets.
Sounds good, everybody.
It's going to be really good.
Come down and see Sarah.
Kara Kimbrough, your host. Yeah. Your beautiful co-host.
Well, my daughter is Sarah, so sometimes I make a mistake.
That's cool. Yeah. That's cool. That's her name.
But yeah, everybody go see Kara tomorrow. And this is the end of the show.
So okay, we'll you guys
see,
be good.
Yeah, we'll see everybody tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
You got it.
Been listening to Sam and Kara in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and originates from the Los Angeles Talk Radio studios. For questions regarding the show or to learn more about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all correspondents to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Kara in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.